live on DAB Digital Radio, colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The government's beginning a sentencing review that will consider options to hand offenders punishments outside of prison. It starts today, the same day that around 1,000 inmates are due to be released as part of the government's policy to free up prison space. A man's died following a collision between two trains in Wales. The Cabinet is united on the government's spending plans, according to Rachel Reeves, amid reports of arguments about the upcoming budget. And Glasgow has formally been confirmed as the host of the 2026 Commonwealth Games. Here's Chair of Commonwealth Games Scotland, Ian Reid.
I'm really delighted that we're formally now signing the host collaboration agreement. Its opening ceremony on the 23rd of July 2026, running to the 2nd of August. It will be four venues, all within 8 miles of each other, incredibly compact, greenest games ever, and 10 sports.
That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Peggy Walker.
I am a dull presentation in a dull office. I am forgettable, boring, and everywhere.
And I am a Canva presentation for a big, shiny business deal. I am clear, confident, and bold.
I'm a Canva presentation for a charming soiree, elegant, graceful, like a nice cup of tea on a lovely afternoon.
Me, I'm like a Canva prezzo for a trendy campaign, so hot, so now, so viral.
Choose from thousands of designed presentation templates on Canva. Design against dull.
Coming up, Africa in Focus.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2023 and 2024, we provided £8.8 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
You might want to step back from your speaker or remove your headphones.
Yes! I can't! I just can't believe it!
Mark's found out he's won £11.4 million on Lotto.
This is just... You know what? I've got tears in my eyes.
Yep, that's £11.4 million. Lotto, will you be the next millionaire? The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Africa in Focus.
Colorful Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, or even good evening, depending on the time zone that you're connecting to us from. Welcome to Africa in Focus. I'm your host, Julius Baluto. It's a wonderful day today. And wow, we are coming to you all the way from the heart of London on Colorful Radio to wherever you are. Just check on your time zone here in the UK. Pretty cold day already. So we are coming to you here again. And join us as we talk a lot more, we explore a lot more issues. Of course, we have all these interesting issue, all these career paths people take in different ways. And also, we also have iconic career paths. A lot of people in many families are in an African setting. A lot of us know we hear you're going to be a doctor. Oh, we want an engineer in the family. And you have all these other different stories about we want a lawyer. No lawyer. You have to have a magistrate here, a judge, you know, politician maybe, but there's a lot more to life than all that. And there are so many powerful, powerful career paths that people don't consider. But actually, they are life-changing. They are very much important, equally important. Of course, as we join in into this year's Black History Month in the UK, also worth trying to figure out what career paths we need to explore. And but just to talk about that, I'm joined by great people here. They are doing great work. They're changing lives in different ways, touching them through what they do. Based in the UK, here in London, I'm with Kay and Dr. Jamal. I'm just going to give them one by one chance to introduce themselves better than I have. And if they don't introduce themselves better than I have, I'm going to charge them £20 each. Here we go. We start with you, Kay.
Hi, good morning. My name is Kay Jarve. I'm not actually a doctor. I'm not a dentist by profession. I just happen to be in the dental business. So at Jarve Dental and Wellbeing Spa and our other practice, the Dental Spa London, I'm the managing director. That is my side hustle. My full-time job is in social care, and I'm a service manager for a family support and child protection service.
Hi, my name is Dr. Jamal Johnston. Great to be on this show. Good morning to you all. I'm a dentist. I always say to friends and family and my colleagues that I'm in the twilight years of my career. I've been in dentistry for just shy of 40 years, so that's a very long time. I'll expand a bit more about my career, but just like you introduced, I actually started in Ghana. I initially wanted to be a veterinary surgeon, but there was no scope for that in Ghana. And I applied for medical school, but I was offered dentistry. And in that stage, I had an uncle who was a dentist. So I decided to try it out. And the journey led me from Ghana. I got a scholarship to come and study at Manchester University, graduated in the early 90s, and subsequently went into general practice and owned a few practices. And I'm now privileged to be working with the lovely Kay Dove and Dr. Kevin Dapper.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Don't say never. Kay, one day you may be a doctor.
Possibly true. That's quite true.
But it's good to be honest.
Yeah. Not a doctor of dentistry, but a doctor of something else.
most definitely.
Yes, no, that's wonderful. That's really wonderful, you know. When I was small, my mom used to tell us, if someone says something nice to you, say amen. But if it's a bad thing, say, oh, let it be defeated.
I think we both subscribe to that, and yeah. Kay has got quite a few degrees under her belt, so she could easily add a PhD.
Of course. Yes, wonderful. So, yeah, where is your practice based? Could you share that, Kay?
Yeah, I can. So, Dove Dental Wellbeing Spa is based in the Earlsfield, Wandsworth area in South London. So that practice was something we in part inherited from my dad. So my dad was a dentist who became a similar story to Dr. Jamal, where my dad initially wanted to train as a doctor in Ghana, did pharmacy, and so was a pharmacist. And then as he was coming to the UK, he didn't get the opportunity to be a doctor, and then he went on the dental pathway, which is a great pathway because where I am now is because of that path. So he trained as a dentist and qualified, and then in 1980 bought a practice in Earlsfield, which is the practice we are in now. So he was a dentist there between 1980 and 2014 when he retired, and subsequently we were trying to make plans about how to take over, what else we can do. He was like, you are not a dentist, so you cannot run it. Haha to him now. I approached a friend, which is Kevin, Dr. Kevin Dapper, and inquired about whether he'd want to rent it. This is my lack of knowledge about the dental industry. He'd not qualified very long before then. And so he was like, this is not what I can do right now, but I've got a business partner who I'd love to bring on board, which is Dr. Johnston. And so the three of us began our planning and plotting in 2016. And then in 2019, we reopened. It was formerly Dove Dental Surgery. We kept the name, thankful to my business partners for that support, and reopened as Dove Dental and Wellbeing Spa in the October of 2019. I'll leave Jamal to talk about our second practice because he's been the guiding light in us moving and expanding.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. Yeah, so one of the things is when I joined up with both Kay and Dr. Kevin Dapper, I was just very aware of the fact that, I suppose, from what I'd seen in the past with the Black community, we probably weren't really stepping out there to help nurture and mentor younger colleagues to be able to get into business. So you can actually go to university, kind of go through a career pathway, be employed. But I could see that there was a need for as many people who had the desire to own their own businesses, you know, to actually strive for that. So, when we joined up and we started or rejuvenated Dove Dental Spa, it was always our intention that if the right opportunity came, we'll try and acquire another practice. And Dr. Kevin Dapar and another associate dentist I was working with, Dr. Preeti Sankar, they were quite keen to get a practice in central London. So we were always looking, and this practice called the Dental Spa London, it came on the market, that was 2 years ago. It was the early part of 2023. So it was just a long process going through due diligence and all the legal aspects to acquire the practice, but we acquired it on the 1st of November 2023. So it's very much because the practice was shut for a while, there's a lot of work that we're putting into it to establish it similar to what you do for a sport practice. So yes, we do have two practices right now, both based in London.
Oh, that's great. Congrats. You see, as we are in Black History Month here in the UK, a lot of people from this particular community and have that, you know, expectation as well in terms of which career path do you follow. It tends to be not a lot more people you hear in uni doing dentistry. You know, you find people doing arts, others are doing sciences, but you hardly ever come as so many people who think that dentistry is an option. Maybe they're scared. Maybe they don't know how to deal with it, or they think it's difficult career path. And a lot of African families, although these social expectation, like careers that matter. You talk about lawyers, talking about doctors, but they don't talk about dentistry that much. Yet it's equally important and is valid, and actually is a very important career path, just like any other, if not even more. Actually, it could be more, because hey, look at it. You're making people smile when they couldn't, and your face is your brand. So what's going on here? What can we do to encourage a lot of people, especially Black History Month, they realize there's great value in this career path?
Yes, so I'll just take and then Kay would also explain how she kind of got into it. So I'll totally agree with you. I think our parents back home in Africa, those set careers, you know, lawyers, doctors, architects, so they don't quite look at dentistry per se. And when I initially applied to do medicine, and I was offered dentistry, I explored it, and I realized that for dentistry, it's one of the few careers that you can literally walk out of university and within a short space of time, you can set up your own business. You know, you don't have many careers that you can do that. And you have to wear so many different hats. I know the representation of Blacks in dentistry has been quite low over the years. I was reading an article that was saying that there's about 1.48% of Black registered dentists on the dental register, and that represented about a number of years ago, probably about 5 years ago, about 650 dentists and Black dentists, or those who identify as Black in the UK. So those numbers are quite small. And I don't know what the perception is. Maybe in the past, it had been that maybe it was a difficult career, but increasingly there are a lot more young dentists coming through. And with dentistry, there's so many different avenues. So you could be a dental nurse, you could be a dental hygienist, you could end up becoming a practice manager, a dental receptionist, a dentist, you can specialize. You could go into the armed forces. You can go into the Royal Navy. And you can go into general practice and be an entrepreneur. So there's a lot to be said about it. And even now, it's actually harder to get into a dental school than it is into a medical school, because there are only 16 dental universities or universities offering dentistry, and there are a lot more for medicine. So it's very competitive in that respect. You do need 3 A's at least. But for those who aspire to be a dentist, yes, once you need to work hard, you need to study hard, get the grades. And now I think there are a lot more openings for Black dentists, you know, to get into university. And like I said, when you do get in, there's just so many other different career pathways. Mm-hmm. And it's a very flexible job. You can work a few days a week. You can work just afternoons if you want to. You can work weekends, you know, so you don't have the kind of pressures that maybe if you're working, our medical colleagues would in hospital, where it's long hours during the night. So I think it's a great career pathway for young people.
This is Colorful Radio.
Colorful
Radio.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have come to really appreciate the way in which dentists are able to operate. There's a lot of freedom in how they can work. I was obviously a child of a dentist, and running a business is not easy when you're doing it by yourself. I just saw it as my dad constantly working, but actually thinking about him, my dad's now late, and thinking about his character, he once said when he was younger that, when I was younger, he was younger too, that he's not the kind of person that easily works for someone else. So it really suited his character to be able to work in the way that suited him and to support others in that way. My dad supported and mentored other dentists as well. So kind of what Jamal's talking about, I didn't really have an understanding growing up that there weren't Black dentists, because my dad was a dentist. I have an uncle, Ghanaian, so not blood uncle, but my uncle. he was a dentist, and he was not very far away. My dad mentored him. Then I met Kevin, who was a dentist, who's Black. And then Kevin was like, I've got my mentor, Jamal, who's Black. So I was like, oh, this is a common thing. There are loads of Black dentists, but that's just my experience. And actually, when you're going into this setting, you realize that there aren't a lot of Black dentists. And I know that both Jamal and Kevin are really passionate about being able to support others to develop and grow, and particularly those from our community. So we have lots of young people coming in to shadow in preparation for their A-levels. A lot of our posting on social media is about how to learn and develop. So it's about how we can really shape the workforce in a different way. I am not a dentist by training, as I explained. I'm a dentist by what's the word when you're, it's via somebody else.
By association.
Dentist by association, joking in case the GDC are like, what is she saying? It's a protected profession, so I'm not a dentist, but I am a qualified social worker. We have a lot of the same ethos is around patient care and the importance of effective care planning and things like that. So there are some values that I really kind of align with in dentistry. And I think that when it comes to developing and growing, dentistry is such a viable profession in respect of your potential to earn, your potential to shape business, the potential to meet need. Like there are so many facets of what you might value in a work role that you can gain from dentistry. You can choose how big a team you work in. You can choose how many colleagues you have. Like there is so much capacity to create what you desire from it. So yeah, I think it's just about knowledge. If people don't know what it can look like, even in a different route. So even if you're going down the route of being dental receptionist, senior receptionist, practice manager, regional manager of a branch of practices, that's an excellent pathway to take. Even if it's that you say, I can be dental nurse, head nurse, hygienist, dental hygienist, dental therapist. You've got lots of different avenues and pathways to go down in order to be able to have a really meaningful career. So it's about how we make sure people are aware of that.
Indeed, because any corporate or any company or even any institution you find it's got capability to accommodate almost everyone. You find there's a requirement for an accountant or administrator or and a lot of career paths are represented. Maybe you could maybe shed a bit of light, because social position tends to think for you to work in as a dentist, you must be trained as a dentist. And whenever they see the word dentist center or something, they are like, I don't belong there.
I think from my view, I mean, Jamal will be able to speak more about the clinical side and the different avenues to be able to treat patients without qualifying as a dentist, because I found that really interesting to find out in being in the proximity I am to the practice. But I suppose from my view, a really nice role in a dental practice is being a treatment coordinator or being a practice manager. So treatment coordination, those who I've seen do it are those who have been dental nurses, but maybe also had some experience on reception and general reception tasks. And in essence, the role then becomes about planning treatment with patients in collaboration with the clinician, so the dentist. Essentially, you think about what their treatment plan will look like, and instead of the dentist doing that treatment planning, you will do that coordination in alongside the patient and the dentist to meet need. Practice management is like a bit of HR, a bit of direct supervision of staff. It's some avenues of business management. So there's a whole different plethora of things that you could do. I think in this modern age, that might include some social media management, some marketing. It just really depends on how the practice is functioning. And dentistry is an evolving industry like every other industry. So there is room for creativity, definitely room for innovation, which is really what we try to do as directors of our practices. We really want to just not be ordinary in the sense of just offering, you know, general dentistry, you come, you have your treatment, check up and you go home. Actually, no, we want it to be that we do smile makeovers and people are really enjoying that, and that we get to document those things and post them on our social media and see the journey that people experience. We want people to know about our staff group, so kind of the jokes that we have and the fun that we have together. We want people to be aware of all of those things. So just to hand over to Jamal to explain a bit more about offering treatment to patients, but not necessarily having to qualify as a dentist.
Yes, so yeah, thanks for that, Kay. And I think, Julius, you touched on something quite important, because, I mean, now it's really also about the team, okay? And in addition to, you know, having great team members who support you in what you do, most dentists now are venturing into facial aesthetics, because we've done the anatomy of the face and the neck and the head, so we know quite a lot about that. So it's not just about creating wonderful or transforming people's smiles. It's also about how they look. Okay, so now we've ventured into doing, you know, anti-wrinkle treatments and skincare to ensure that, you know, your skin is young, is youthful looking, it's supple, and you're taking good care of your skin because it's one of the most extensive organs of your body. You know, so quite a number of dentists are doing that. And for that reason, there are other complementary healthcare professionals who joined the team. So you can have therapists, you can have people doing things like HIFU, which is high intensity focused ultrasound, you know, just to enhance the collagen in people's faces to make them look younger. So when you actually interface, you don't necessarily have to just be working as a dentist. Like Kay said, there are other aspects. Be you as a dental receptionist or a practice manager, but you're still working within that umbrella. And with dentistry itself, you're not doing the same thing all the time. You know, in some cases, you're restoring teeth, you're enhancing teeth, you're creating beautiful smiles, you're replacing teeth that have been taken out. So we've got implants that can do that. You could bridges where you've got a gap in your teeth. We're looking after people's gums. We're ensuring that the gums are healthy, because you need healthy gums, you know, to maintain good, healthy teeth for much longer in your life. In probably about 5 decades ago, there was a lot of people who were losing their teeth, okay, due to gum disease. But nowadays, we encourage as many people as possible to visit the dentist. And I always say that if you buy a car and you've got a good car, you don't leave it for 10 years and then service it after 10 years. You try and take it in every year. And that's what we say to patients, that you need to see a dentist at least twice a year, or in some cases once a year, but it has to be regular, because we want to be able to treat the underlying cause of the disease, or at that initial stage when you identify decay in a tooth, then it's always best to treat it then rather than leaving it for too long and then it escalates into a much bigger problem. So our central message would be, you know, if you haven't seen your dentist, then it's important to make an appointment to see a dentist, because the advice, they take out your teeth, they educate, they motivate you. And dentistry isn't what it used to be like in the past, where people were scared to go to the dentist. Now, you know, it can really transform. It can transform your smile, your well-being, and your self-confidence. So it's a great career to be in.
Mm-hmm. And Kay, what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I mean,
anything to add?
No, I think you must touch into really good points. I think the thing that I was alluding to as well was around how the journey of dental therapists as well, Jamal, and how this now, and correct me, Jamal, hopefully this is an example of how I've become a dentist by association. Dental therapists, so what would traditionally be a hygienist, you would focus on cleaning of your teeth and removing the plaque and supporting in maintaining healthy teeth. They have moved into other types of treatments, such as providing composite bonding as part of smile makeover, so more cosmetic dentistry as well. So that's an example of, not that that training is any lesser, because the dental hygienists, they go through quite rigorous training, similar to the dental journey. You might decide that you prefer to do that rather work than dentistry, but some of the elements that would traditionally be for dentists to complete, dental therapists are also now getting involved in. Am I right, Jamal?
Spot on.
Spot on. Oh, that's great. Yeah, no worries. I think what we shall do.
Colorful radio.
Okay, let's start from where we left. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah. So now then we want to focus a bit more on the entrepreneurship. I know it's Black History Month, and Black History Month, especially maybe we'll start with Kay. We may have people like you who want to start a business in dentistry. How has the journey been like? You've been flying high all the time? When they look at you, they see you at the top of the mountain, but you want to tell them as you don't start climbing a tree from the top.
What can I say about this journey? I think God has definitely been the center of really guiding us as a directorship, and me individually in staying the course, because business is not always easy. It's a thing, I'm sure it's a bit like parenting, isn't it? I don't have children yet, but I think it's that thing of, you know, there's so much joy that you get from it, but there are some days where you're like, how am I going to navigate this challenge? And all in all, if I reflect, it has been amazing. It's opened doors that, you know, you don't necessarily plan for. We have a really lovely connection via Dr. Dapper with a lot of influencers and those who are in the public eye. And so that is a really, you know, impactful to see kind of how the word spreads about the way in which you work and what you offer. I think there's also something about how we've still been able to keep in contact with our community locally, which is really important for my dad, for Dove. Like seeing people from the local area come based on their experience of my dad, but also from our reviews that are on Google. So if you've not found out about us yet, please go and look us up on Google, because our reviews are 5-star through and through. So that is really wonderful as well. And I think the finally being able to open a new practice comes from the perseverance of the first 4 years of Dove Dental and Wellbeing Spa. So, you know, it opens avenues for growth. So I think for me, becoming more entrepreneurial has been a kind of desire of mine. I don't think I understood the desire fully, because if I'd known the work it would take to be an entrepreneur, probably before I would have said I want to do something else. But if how I've grown individually as well, I wouldn't have grown in this way if not for the journey. So it's that balance of life, right? Things are going to have their tricky points, but the reward in the long run should hopefully be what you've kind of set out for. And I've also had the benefit of working with really amazing business partners. Not everyone has that ability to speak on that. I've grown and learned so much from the way in which my business partners work and navigate things. So all in, it has been a success today, and I am expecting to see the real overflow coming in the next few months. Yeah, a few months decoration.
That's great. It's always good to have something to look forward for.
Yeah.
Dr. Johnson.
So for me, it's also been quite an amazing journey. I mean, it's taken me from Ghana to the UK. I remember at a very early age having not a great experience with a dentist who was taking a tooth out and proceeded to tell me off when it was hurting. And like I said, in the past, it was kind of shrouded in fear and anxiety. People didn't want to go into either didn't want to go to see a dentist. And I felt once I got into the field of dentistry that I could offer something differently. You know, so the patient journey experience was very, very important to make sure that I think in life is the case of do not unto others what you want them to do to you. So anybody's engagement with you or encounter, they should leave better off than when they first came in. So it's been kind of a guiding motto for me. And I think, yes, getting into dental school, I'd always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I always wanted to set up my own business. And I did have a business partner a number of years ago in it was 2007, a guy called Dr. Jaswinder Dariwal, a Tanzanian dentist, you know, who came alongside me because when I was looking to purchase my first practice, I just didn't have the financial clout to do it on my own. And the bank manager said, you need to get a partner. And he was a young dentist who had already in business. So he came in as a 50-50% partnership and helped me negotiate all the kind of financial and legal aspects of the practice. And Kay had alluded to, because dentistry is quite a lucrative profession. You come out of dental school or university and you're earning, you know, 30,000 plus. And if you go into general practice, you start at 40,000 and you could easily earn a six-figure salary. But it's not really about the money. It's about how you impact lives, how you can transform lives, how you can motivate people, how you can show care, and how you can help others along the journey. So even in our practices, we do open it up to have, you know, young students, either year 11 or year 13, who are exploring the concept of doing dentistry. They can come and do a week with us, work experience. So it's just really helping others, because we always stand on the shoulders of our kind of forefathers, fathers, and we should be doing the same. And it's a case of passing the baton on. So we try and do that as much as we can, just so that we can get a lot more people going into dentistry, a lot more people being able to secure a financial future for themselves. I think if the pandemic showed us anything at all, is the fact that you can't sometimes rely on the one job. And it was very encouraging to see a lot of my young patients who were like influencers, they had second jobs, they were doing this. So we're in that kind of a space now. I think in the last probably 10 years, we've had more entrepreneurs than the previous 30 years. And that's because people are going into so many things. So I think it opens up different avenues for people to really chase their dreams.
You mentioned the COVID and especially in practice like dentistry, it must have been the most challenging time, because keep your social distancing, meaning there should not be interaction as well. and as people having to stay at home, and then you have to practice. I think, yeah, at some point you closed. How was that time like? It's good to know how it was for you, because it inspires people not to give up, because you never know anything about tomorrow.
Okay, I think I'll start on that. So that's a very, very good question. I mean, COVID was very challenging. When the notice came in 2020, I think it was towards the end, March 20, I think it was the 25th of March 2020, that the chief dental officer announced that every dental practice in the UK was going to close. You know, it came as a real shock to us, because we've always seen ourselves as the fourth emergency service, you know, so just like the hospitals, we weren't expecting it. But in addition to that, there were so many new regulations and protocols, you know, procedures that we had to implement. So we were closed for 3 months. But even after that, when we opened in June, a lot of practices had to only see, you know, maybe one patient at a time. And after that patient, you leave your surgery fallow. So it literally means that another patient couldn't come into the room for, let's say, up to an hour, depending on the air change within the practice. So what we did in our Ellesfield practice is that we installed extractor fans, so that it was removing all the potentially contaminated air, you know, within about, you know, 3 minutes to 6 minutes, and bringing fresh air in. So it kind of narrowed the time for us to be able to turn through patients. But yeah, we had to put there all the stuff that when they come into the surgery, it would go into a box. You know, obviously our cross-infection with dentistry, we're already, you know, when it comes to cross-infection, because we wipe all the surfaces, we wear gloves, but we had to wear these masks, which were just not the normal standard mask. You know, they were high filtration masks that you had to wear. So, and you had to wear these gowns, you'd be getting quite hot in it. But I think the overriding principle was still to be able to see patients. And yes, even though the numbers dropped and the finances were affected, I think the profession as a whole rose to the occasion, you know, and did what we had to do. But like you say, it's sometimes you might in life experience ups and downs, but you should still keep your eye focused on the end goal, and work towards that end goal, even though you're going through challenges.
This is Colorful Radio.
Colorful Radio.
Okay, your contribution on that?
Yeah, no, I don't think I have much more to add. I completely agree. I think the journey of COVID, I think whilst we as an individual dental practice were trying to adjust to opening a new business, and, you know, obviously Kevin and Jamal are experienced dentists, and so I was being completely led by them in regards to what we do from a dental perspective. The whole world was going through a shock. And it changed around what to do. And I think we adapted so well in respect of trying to make it a safe environment for people to receive treatment. And then as a result, I think we directly benefited from building a lot of new connections and relationships with patients who came to us because we were able to adapt in the way we did. So I think that's really when your entrepreneurial skills have to show themselves. Like, you're in the midst of something that the world has never faced before, right? And you're in a new business that you've never had to do before, but then somehow you create a plan that means you still get to do the thing that is really the most important value, which is to make sure that people are healthy and well. I think it was a good example of how we as business partners work through and really trusted God to help us to do what we've been called to do.
Yeah, and just to add to that, I mean, we actually opened our practice and started seeing patients on the 5th of October 2019. So we're just open for 6 months before COVID hit. And for any business, I mean, we know how COVID took out a lot of businesses, because, you know, most businesses, you know, to survive 3 years, the percentage that can survive 3 years could be as low as 30%. You know, a lot of businesses can actually close after a year. So we had to kind of navigate all that. But I must also say a very big up to all our patients, all those who've seen us, all those that we've treated, because towards the latter part of, I'll say, 2022, 2023, with all the events that were going on around the world, there were a lot of patients who were looking for Black-owned businesses to support. So we're getting patients coming from Birmingham, coming from Wales, saying that I just wanted a Black-owned business. you know. And that was really, it was very encouraging to see like lots of young patients, because sometimes we don't actually get as many like the 25-year-olds to the 40-year-olds come regularly to see the dentist. But with, you know, new treatment modalities, with smile makeovers, with Invisalign, with composite bonding, people just wanted to have the whiter, brighter smile. So we were getting a lot of patients coming in who wanted some of the more cutting-edge treatments.
Wow. Perhaps maybe then just if people would like to venture into this business, what would be your word? We start with Kay.
Depends on what avenue. I would say that if you are, or your child is a student age, I think definitely find a practice to shadow in. And that's a great way of being able to understand the options. There are various dentists from the Black community and wider who offer mentoring. And so I suppose it's about seeking out maybe even your local dentist. Actually, I am wanting to make a career change because I reckon that there are still people who wouldn't mind doing the 7-year stint to train to become a dentist, to speak to your local dentist and say, you know, can you give me guidance? Can you recommend anyone to give me guidance? I think that's definitely a great way. In regards to dentistry, I think Jamal will give more insight into that. I think if you are wanting to go down another route, which is around practice management or HR, you can start as a dental nurse. That will give you a good foundation of dental nursing skills to understand the remit of the role. Equally, you could just do a reception course and join as a receptionist at a practice and then work your way through the system. There are also practice management, business management courses that you could do if you want to transfer from a different profession to another. So I think the first thing to do is to pull that thread of curiosity and see what's out there. Start to begin scoping it out. Find a local practice and ask people, you know, what did you do? How did you get here? That's my view. Jamal, what would you say?
Yeah, so I'll say, you really have to apply yourself diligently. I mean, the Bible says those who are diligent in what they do would eat before kings. And it's important to work hard. That goes without saying. Apply to university, get people, a mentor who'd help you, like Kay mentioned. If you are contemplating it, then write or reach out to practices to see whether you can shadow. And then you should also need to do things within the community. Nowadays, everybody seems to be excelling in academia, but most universities are looking to those who are working on projects. So if there's a project in East Africa, Tanzania, Ghana, where you can go and help do charitable work, that would help, you know, when you're formulating your statement, your application, your mission statement or your personal statement for the university. And then when you come out, it all depends on what you want to do, but it's always good to have a mentor who can guide you along the way. And if it depends on whether you want to become a dentist or, okay, as mentioned, a therapist, there are avenues for that. And once you work hard, you join the training program. So when you come out as a dentist, you do 5 years in dental school and you need to do a 1-year foundational dental course. And then that's compulsory. And once you've done that foundational dental course, you can go into general practice or you can stay within the hospital. And the same applies for hygienists and therapists. The courses are 2 to 3 years at university. So once you come out and you've done dental therapy, then you can apply to practice, but you also have to do a foundational dentist, a foundational training course that would help you in general practice. So I would say to anyone that if that's what you want to do, I think dentistry now or anything related to that is a calling, you know, so you need to discern that it is. So it's not just about making money, it's about giving back to society, it's about enriching other people's lives, because there are times when we do, you know, treatment and patients see the transformation to their smile. They can break down crying, you know, so it's a very gratifying job to do. And I would say definitely go for it.
So yes, two branches already. We see you panning out into the global community as well. Branches in Ghana, maybe.
I mean, in Ghana, I suppose there is already a connection. Jamal came from there, so we're all Ghanaian actually, but Jamal was born here, so has links back home. I think we've got a heart's desire to do some outreach work in Ghana, because that is our homeland, and so Kevin's been really pushing, Dr. Staff has been really pushing for us to do that. So we will hopefully take a team out there in the near future. So that will be our step. And I think as we stand right now, our aim is to really push the businesses we have. The Dentist Bar London has its grand opening on the 26th of October. So we are really keen on getting as many people through our doors as possible. And so if people are looking to know more about us, then they can find us by searching the Dental Spa London Open Day on Eventbrite, or following us on our social media channels to understand more about that. So, yeah, expansion is on the cards. We're also going to the Black Business Show. So we're excited to exhibit there, people to know more about us.
That sounds very encouraging. Anyway, it's been a pleasure talking to you and, you know, getting this insight, because it's good to demystify a lot of things that social stereotypes have kept us thinking it's that way, yet it's the other way. So it's good to have this conversation, and I hope it's not going to be the last one. Yeah, so probably many more on the way.
Okay, thanks, Julius, also for having us.
Yes, thank you.
This is Colorful Radio.
Think we're gonna make it in a world that keeps on changing. People come and go, and ooh, over time my love has grown. It's a ride or die kind of feeling. We all want to know. Right there in your eyes, and ooh, and I love the way you take your time.
All I need is just one touch,
and I can go for miles.
Seen that ass in them daisy too. body tight, but I'm tryna knock it loose. See, I'm not a gambling man, but tonight I'm taking a chance. I want you to understand. Now I got to play my hand. Was the over under of me getting under you? Are you willing to place a bet? Are you ready for sexual act? Was the over under of me getting under you? I'm just calling a spade, and I'm ready for you to play. Sunday service, I ain't gonna make it, oops. But that's okay, cause I found heaven in you. Got my dice and I'm about to shoot. And I know that it's wrong, I'm praying to win, but God said that it's cool. See, I'm not a gambling man. But tonight I'm taking a chance. I want you to understand. Now I got to play my hand. Was the over-under of me getting under you? Are you willing to place a bet? Yeah. Are you ready for sexual act? Yeah. What's the over-under of me getting under you? Babe, I'm just calling a spade, and I'm ready for you to play. What's the over-under of me getting under you? Are you willing to place a bet?
Getting quiet. Yeah. You give me good loving like that. You know I love you right back. I go an extra mile, oh. Keep my king all on my heart. I know we shout, I know what shout do. Oh, get it round my mind, cause the rim my head, oh. Oh, give me that sugar and spice. Give me so much joy in my life. This one no be wash, oh. And I know I love you,
darling.
Oh, do you wait? I will do everything just to make you happy, my king. Nana, eh, mama, my own. If I ever break your heart,
what
you
else?
Know, sin, I lie, my king.
Yeah. A chamber man into now him as a matte, me tennis one, I'm sorry. Maybe I see you now, and I see you better work on a bar. Umbrana means fin, I know what pay. One can you pay with ya? Namon sorry, I'm a chamber, funny go see Trasako, and I won't coach you soon, ya will pay. Monfrey Sashi, my men, and Papua, and Yawa check. Musi Gucci for the call, I'm in fan, and Yawa check. Last year, senior would delay me time, and Yabit, ha, about him, what else?
Mentor jet for fun, I said, Dadana, now what Jimmy Yawa, Yawa check. Minim Saya, we did see you with sign, and yet you'll be now, Yame, what done I'm a Dawana, Shina, are you fired by Bay any maiden? Heaven. Ferrari 4, Kantankane 87, Bissanya will pay with Yasin as the Canon Yawu bed in Anane Casano, Mona Mubu Yuki Royal Wedding.
Nana, eh?
What else? Or do you wait? I will do everything just to make you happy, my king. Nana, eh? Mama, my own. If I ever break your heart, you know, sin, I lie, my king. Nana, eh? We go day together. We go drop together, even step we go pray together. Nana, eh, all the way away. You know, say I go do everything just to make you happy. Oh, hini. Your love just to make me take on low. Love you now till tomorrow. If I grace for your love, no one gon' know. Oh, no. See, you love me tenderly. You love me tenderly. You love me endlessly, can't get enough of you, boy. You're Mr. Bombastic, original bad boy. And I could be your queen till the end, boy. You're Mr. Fantastic, original bad boy. And I remain your queen till the end, boy.
Nah, nah, eh, all joy away. I
will do everything just to make you happy, my king. Na na eh, mama my oh. If I ever break your heart, you know sin I lie, my king. Na na eh, we go day together, we go job together, even step we go pray together.
Butterfly, every time I see your pretty eye, beautiful complexion is so nice. Girl, you're loving, yes, it feels so right. Fire, 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 I know go liar, liar, liar. This girl a bad diva, she be sweetie like papaya. I mean, I say, pretty fine girl, where you dey do me so? Pretty fine girl, where you dey do me so? Fire, 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 yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, like a sweet mango when I blossom so. Pretty fine girl, me I love you so. Like a sweet, sweet yummy, I go for the girls. Pretty girl, me I cultivate you. She a activate my sweet new gland. At the slightest touch, she a sweetest girl. She a one and only, I be a man, she mine. Caramel, don't get sugar, sugar. Love you, cushy, cushy. Caramel, don't play sugar, sugar. Love you, cushy, cushy. If I love you, caramel, don't play. Will you be my boo? You give me butterfly every time I see your pretty eye. Beautiful complexion is so nice. Got your lip like mango when it's ripe. It's so sweet. You give me butterfly every time I see your pretty eye. Beautiful complexion is so nice. Got your loving, yes, it feels so right. Yeah, 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 you're my purple. Sweeter than my cheese and bread. Only you make my life complete. Even when I don't get nothing to eat, cause you activate my soul. Activate, I know. Activate the ghost. If you know, oh say, take me home with you today. You're my banana, na sugar. Don't play cushy, love you, miss you too. You're my sugar, sugar. Don't play, miss you, pepper soup. Cushy, 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 cool. Do you want to be my boo? Will you call my banana sugar? Don't play cushy. Cushy, cool. See your pretty eye, beautiful complexion is so nice. Girl, your